Democracy and like as Rosemary alluded to, is it's controversial even at the best of times. You are as good as I am is not a statement that comes up as adversarial politics draws all the oxygen from our airwaves. We recently had a sermon about the decisions made by the Supreme Court to overturn a precedent protecting women's health care. So during that sermon, we were asked to see things from the perspective of others and maybe come to a middle ground. It's hard sometimes to think that someone who we disagree with is as good as we think we are. Another option for me today was to talk about duty and privilege. As a 40-something white male, people in my position have had the most power in this country for the longest period of time. Alarmingly, people with a similar background as me are claiming disenfranchisement. A shooter in my beloved hometown of Buffalo, New York, was motivated by something called replacement theory, which is a conspiracy against white males. There's evidence, at the same time, there is evidence that Black, Indigenous, people of color are being prevented from voting. Laws requiring a driver's license to vote, followed by DMVs being shut down. As mail-in voting gains steam, the Postal Service is gutted. Organizations such as UU The Vote are addressing these problems. And I encourage you to look up and see what kind of work they're doing. So this year, personally, was a stressful one for me. My optimism is low. My hopelessness is high. I'm mourning the loss of a close family member, and I'm an educator, I'm a teacher, and many of us are still reeling from the toughest school year, toughest two school years, toughest three school years any of us can remember, and I'm grieving for all of these things. Grief also happens when laws are repealed, court precedents are overturned, politicians are elected, or politicians are defeated. These events often mean the loss of our freedoms, our livelihoods, and the futures of our children, or at least puts those things at risk. Sometimes this happens in great sweeping gestures, and sometimes it's more insidious, flying under our radar until we wake up one morning and things are different. I wrestled with what statistics to share that paint this picture. And honestly, I don't think I should share any. We're living this. We all have different ones in our heads and that we've seen. I'm sure you're thinking about it right now. We're reading it every day. We're talking about it every day. So I turned to a fellow Buffalonian, musician Ani DeFranco, and I followed her and her music since I was a teenager. For those not familiar with her work, Ani is a singer-songwriter who, refusing to compromise her artistic independence, started her own record label back in the early 90s called Righteous Babe Records. Ani is a progressive artist who champions individuality, women's rights, the labor movement, nonviolence, activism, LGBTQ+ rights, Black Lives Matter, and the protection of the environment. She's heir to Woody Guthrie. While many of her songs catalog injustices, Ani also is a person and a parent. She's about 10 years my senior, and many of her songs address the emotional roller coaster of parenting, aging with a partner, and making peace with your own mental state. Ani is a voice for the downtrodden, including perhaps the most ignored, the self. On July 1st, Ani DeFranco played a club in Seattle, and my daughter Disa and I went to our first live concert since the winter of 2019. We're wearing the shirts. We've got our concert t-shirts on. Some of Ani's poignant songs are the ones Disa and I listened to during our commutes to and from school, when school was happening. Disa and I share early July birthdays, so I splurged and bought our tickets. When the date arrived, we headed to the university district and tried something called a sushi burrito, which we do not recommend. And then we experienced a rock show along with the rest of the sold out theater. Throughout the show, Ani reminded us that life isn't the best right now, but you have to find joy. One of her more well-known songs, called Untouchable Face, is her plea to a person she yearns for, but who doesn't see her. And I warned Disa, I said, this chorus is filled with F-bombs. When it came around for the first time, Ani encouraged us to let it out. And I leaned over and told Disa that she could do that if she wanted to. And whether she did so or not is between me, her, and the rest of that balcony of screaming fans. So the song is about unrequited love, but the yelling, those F-bombs, is about whatever has us frustrated. Going to that show with my daughter sparked my soul. Ani's new album is called Revolutionary Love. And the song we're going to present for you today is called Do or Die. And it's the first single on that album. And originally I was going to, the video for it is awesome. Ani now lives in New Orleans and she involves a local dance troupe. And it opens up with her waking up one morning and for the camera shaving her head. So when you have the time, you can look that up too. Maybe we'll send out some links in the newsletter for next week. But I decided, I'm like, no, we're going to do some live music. We're going to try it out. So before we do that, I'm going to go over a few of the lyrics of this song. The first section, it's about three verses, talks about how tough it is just to exist in our world. It acknowledges that we are doing the right thing when we listen to our conscience and notice that things are wrong. It's a testament to the fact that our eyes are still open. She validates our experiences as well as the stress of communicating with each other, both ally and adversary. One of the lines mentions the amygdala, which, if you don't know, is a part of our brain that processes threatening stimuli. The chorus urges us to rise up together and act despite of and motivated by injustice. The privilege I carry with me every day means that my life isn't necessarily impacted by many injustices. But as the opening words state, the opening words of the service state, if you are as good as I am, then it's my duty as a UU to act for you as if my life depends on it. It's an uphill battle, but we can make progress. So the chorus, it's these two lines repeated twice. We can do it if we try. We can do this like it's do or die. Did I get that right? I'm not actually singing this time, but we can do this if we try. We can do this like it's do or die. So after the chorus, the next section gives us advice to recharge our batteries. It calls attention to the tools that privilege gives us, or gives some of us. Tools that are part of our country's creation, the pen and the ballot box. You could write your representatives using your pen, write your newspapers, letters to the editor, run for school board or county legislature. Man, those school board elections, that's where the rubber hits the road a lot of times. Vote every chance you get. Be active in the process and exercise your conscience. In 1993, when I was 13, I got my first Ani recording, a tape called Puddle Dive. And on it, there's a spoken word piece called My IQ, and it contains one of her most famous quotes. Every tool is a weapon if you hold it right. Every tool is a weapon if you hold it right. Now, in the context of that track, this quote means that you can repurpose things originally that were meant to build, to break things down. You can destroy those things that suck. But in this song, we can see what opposition does. Our country's greatest tool, democracy, has been turned into a weapon against many. So every tool is a weapon if you hold it right. The song, Do or Die, it encourages us, it says we can take democracy back by using democracy itself, as long as we don't become disillusioned. Then she repeats this: if you think your vote doesn't matter, you're not paying attention. If you think your vote doesn't matter, you're not paying attention. Everything they do to keep you from their invention. Everything they do to keep you from their invention. So there's forces actively planning and succeeding in disenfranchising voters. Districts are preserved or redrawn to unfairly split or unite demographic groups. Stories told on the news, on the internet, that perpetuate a lie that votes don't matter. And if you lose, it's because of corruption. Well, don't believe it. Many of us don't believe it. If we listen to our conscience, if we have a little brain left, which is also in the song, and if we are all active and we can act like our lives depend on it, change will happen. When we make room for joy, we can experience our consciences with fresh senses and act on them with fresh agency. Make room for fun and rededicate yourself to making your conscience visible.